It's very difficult for the public to understand the challenges with both escalation of force and de-escalation of force, but a lot of this will be directly attributed to what level of training has been provided to all of those employees of that police department in that specific matter, meaning you escalate the force when you think the contact, you can't see his hands, it might be a deadly confrontation, but then you also have to scale down your force, the de-escalation of force. The switch up between which weapon, that's why the taser is usually a very bright yellow color, and then deadly force is carried on the opposite side of the waist. But if you are not trained in both escalation and de-escalation, you keep one out, and your mind is thinking it's already de-escalated when, in fact, it did not.
In this particular case, the suspect tried to take off. Is that a reason enough to pull a taser or much less a gun?
Well, in order to be justified in any of those levels of force, you are going to have to be able to not just verbally explain, but also the evidentiary video that you have from your body cams, that someone's life or someone was in grave danger of them fleeing. On this particular incident, I believe the fleeing part was after the shot was fired, and it looked like everything was fine until they were about to make an arrest, and then it started to, I guess, escalate from there. But just because someone is fleeing does not justify deadly force. Just having warrants and leaving from a traffic stop is by no means justification for deadly force.
You've been working law enforcement pretty much your entire professional life. Is there a glaring area you think that police need to examine again, maybe make some changes, not just in this particular city, but around the country?
Well, the majority of these use of force situations are usually around contact. So meaning you're just contacting someone because of their involvement in some lower level of crime, or it is a traffic stop. I think what policing is going to have to analyze is, are these types of contact and how are we delivering our service profile in the initial seconds? Are we escalating it too quickly? For instance, anyone can sit here and be kind of like a very critical eye of this particular incident. But in that specific instant, everything appeared to be justified until the use of force was delivered. And then it becomes an absolute tragedy. And I think policing has to look at, are there really necessary needs to pull someone for such a minor traffic infraction? Because it seems like this is now escalating to the point where the public and our supporters are questioning, why did we even make the stop? And I think we're going to have to analyze if that is the way we want to do policing in America going forward. Because right now, it seems like that part of the system needs a significant amount of work, research, and analyzing to see if that's the way we want to police in America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.